Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hi, Michael. Hi. Gloria Martin with 680. Hi, how are you tonight? Having a good time?
Yes, I'm having a good time.
Let me first of all get the correct pronunciation of your last name.
It looks like it's the usual question. Hazanavicius.
Okay. Just want to get it right when I do the report. Yeah. So you got a standing ovation today at the screening. Yeah, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, it was very touching and very... It's a nice story because at the very beginning of that movie, I felt very lonely. I mean, my wife was with me. She's the lead actress of the movie, so she believed in the movie. And also Jean, the lead actor. But we were very alone to believe in it. And now when I see people in a major festival like this one doing a standing ovation for that movie, and they look very happy and euphoric with the movie, the arc of the story is very touching for me.
Makes you feel good. Yeah, you can breathe a little easier now, right?
I'm not sure that kind of things make everything easier. That makes something easier, but the choice can be harder.
What made you want to do a movie about this particular period in time between the talkies and silent movies?
Well, there's a lot of theme I wanted to do. First of all, I wanted to do a silent movie, and then I chose this story specifically because I thought it was easier for the audience to accept a silent movie if the story is about a silent actor. And also I wanted to do something, a melodrama, because I love melodramas, and also because I think that fits very well with the format, with the silent movies. But also I wanted to be funny and entertaining because... I want to be polite, and if the people make the effort to come to see a silent black and white movie, I prefer not to bore them, and I hope that they're having they have a good time.
I think you're on the money. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.